Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, one and all. Happy Friday. Steve Miggs, I feel like complaining. I'm not going to lie.
You feel like complaining?
Complaining. I spent so much time in the garden the last couple
days. Yesterday, you bitched about your slow-ass husband on the road. Now, what's today's problem?
I'm just sore from gardening, which is so lame. Like, this is 40.
Dude, it was so funny because yesterday my wife had a play date with Tatum and some friends. So they were going over to, like, the farmer's market. So I had the afternoon free, which is rare. So I was like, you know, I should probably do some work outside. I got to still pressure wash some stuff in the backyard. I was like, I could do all this stuff. And I was just like, it's really nice out. I think I'm just going to sit on a chair and outside and just absorb some vitamin D. So that's exactly what I did.
Nothing to complain about there.
So I'm not complaining at all.
Well, I'm very happy for you.
Although I came in this morning, and every morning sometimes I'll try and listen or check out Jimmy Kimmel's monologue from the night before, and we got called out.
What?
Something that we did yesterday at this time ended up leading to us getting called out.
Oh, my gosh.
So here's what we did yesterday, in case anyone missed it.
Good morning and happy May.
It's already May.
It's May.
I know. I looked at my wife yesterday. I was like, yeah, tomorrow's May.
I don't know how that happened.
And then I'm watching Jimmy Kimmel and this happens.
Another thing you have to do when you host a morning news program is express a sense of amazement every time we start a new month. And with that said, on May the 1st, it is time for our now beloved tradition, the Can You Believe What Month It Is montage.
May 1st is here.
Can you believe it?
No, I truly cannot.
May 1st, can you believe it?
I cannot believe it at all.
I cannot believe it's May already.
Can you believe we've already made it to May?
Can you believe it? We've already made it to May.
Can you believe May is already here?
Can you believe May is already here?
Can you believe it's May? Holy cow.
Can you believe it's May?
Can you believe it's May?
Can you believe it's May?
Can you believe it's already May?
Can you believe it? It's hard to believe.
Hard to believe already May.
Hard to believe that we're already at May.
Hard to believe we're already in May.
Yeah.
Hard to believe it's May already. Happy birthday, SpongeBob.
I know.
It's hard to believe
May.
Oh, hold on a second. SpongeBob's birthday as well? We missed
oh
that?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's going to be.
It's going to be May.
It's going to be May.
It's going to be May.
So we became those people.
God dang it.
I blame Taryn.
Yeah. I blame me too.
She's the problem. You know what's going to happen? She's going to come in during the summertime and first break of the show, she's going to go, hot enough for you?
Oh, no. It's just so predictable.
I think it's just a rite of passage. When we all get old, we all say the same exact things about, it's like when all else fails, talk about the weather or talk about how time is flying by.
Well, would you like to talk about something else and help me inform the Rockaholics?
Let's go.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you
Some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Good thing May the 4th is on Sunday. Otherwise, we'd probably be doing that on Monday morning as well. Happy May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
Hey, but today, it's a very important day. Everybody, it's time for us to take off our pants. It's National No Pants Day.
Oh, it's like Winnie the Pooh Day.
Or Donald Duck.
There goes Danny. Danny, God, my eyes.
Hey, the Seahawks are going to get more of our money because they're coming out with another jersey. And I know I'm going to be a sucker for it. I'm sure Danny V will be a sucker for it as well.
Well, if you're both buying it, I have to buy it. I don't want to be left out.
Right. It's their new rivalries uniforms. And they're going to be happening this year as part of a league-wide initiative by the NFL and Nike. I guess the initiative is to make more money from their fans. It's inspired by local communities and historical roots. And the new design will be worn during a home game against a divisional rival. So, I'd imagine it'd be like us against the San Francisco 49ers or something along those lines. But I'm excited to see what these jerseys are going to look like. I already bought a new Seahawks jersey, though.
What one did you buy?
Ernest Jones the 4th, baby.
Did you?
Rocking number 13 this season.
Gosh.
Well, yo, Geno's gone. I need a new guy.
This is your guy.
Yes.
And this is our year.
It always is our year.
Jerry Seinfeld is going to be in town. He's coming to Paramount Theater here in Seattle on July 19th. He's doing a 24-stop tour and making one appearance at the Emerald City. The tickets start at $116, but if you want to go VIP, which includes limo service and some pre-show hospitality, you get to pay $1,749 for that ticket.
Yo, for that kind of money, I bet that hospitality better be of the adult variety.
Can you do a Jerry Seinfeld impression?
What's the deal with all these ticket prices?
That was pretty good.
No, it wasn't.
No, it was bad.
It was actually pretty awful. Although, you'll appreciate what happened. Your new favorite band, Fish.
Yes.
Did you see that they did a little spoof on Jerry Seinfeld? Oh, you did
Watched
see
this
it?
Right before bed last night. Brad was showing me.
It was on John Mulaney's late night show. I guess everybody's live, and they had the members of Fish dressed up like the members of Seinfeld. So it was Trey, Mike, John, and Paige. And then they impersonated the four iconic characters. I don't know if their impression was any better or any worse than mine, but here, check it out.
Can you believe credit history?
I hate credit history.
It's credit, it's history.
You are never going to believe who I saw at the gym.
Jerry, you're never going to believe who I saw at the gym.
It's crazy that the members aren't getting high anymore, because it sure as hell seems like they're making decisions based on cannabis.
1,000%.
I saw that Seinfeld was coming. I was like, you know, that'd be a lot of fun to go check out. And then I saw the price of the tickets, and I'm like, I don't really need to see Jerry Seinfeld that bad.
The ticket prices are just outrageous anymore, no matter where you're going or what you're doing. Just go see local bands at local venues.
What about local comics?
Maybe local comics. That is a good deal right there.
But he's definitely on that list of, like, I would love to see him perform live. You know, like, there's certain comedians that you're like, of course, Dane Cook, but thankfully I got to see him live.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know how to react to that, Steve.
Honestly, he was actually pretty awesome. But Jerry Seinfeld, and then I know you guys are going to make fun of me for this one, Carrot Top. I really want to see Carrot Top.
So you've
live.
Not seen Carrot Top?
No, he's on my comic bucket list.
It's like, okay, do you know anybody who has seen him? Does he get glowing reviews?
I've heard he's awesome live.
Really?
I mean, I've heard it from people I don't know, but I saw it on the internet that people thought he was hilarious live.
Who has been your favorite comedian you've ever seen live?
Oh, Mitch Hedberg.
Oh, nice.
Mitch was a friend of the old show that I used to be on, and he would come in all the time. Awesome dude. So whenever he would come to town, I would go see almost all of his shows. Like, he would do a place called Giggles, and he would do 4 shows. And I would end up at, like, at least 2 of those shows that weekend.
That's awesome.
I mean, although one time I wasn't at the show that he was performing at, because he would know that. I would always go, and we'd hang out afterwards and talk. And, like, he did an entire, like, bit about me at the show that I wasn't at.
Wow.
He's like, it's Steve here. And
I'm like, crickets.
Nothing. And then later on, I went to one. He goes, it's Steve here. And I'm like, yeah. At first, I didn't know he was talking about me. I was like, it's got to be
a lot of Steves out there.
Right. So I'm just like, it's not talking about me. He's like, Steve from the radio. I was like, yeah, Mitch, I'm here. Cool. Last time I asked for you, you weren't here. And then he just starts going off. I'm like, what is happening?
But oh, my God.
What about you?
You know, Amy Schumer's always been a favorite of mine, but Nate Bargatze, last time he was in town, he's playing like Climate Pledge now, but when he came last time, he played in Everett, so it was like a lot smaller venue. Now he's big leagues, man.
Big league. Danny, comic that you've always wanted to see, or one that you're glad that you've seen?
Oh, one that I'm glad I've seen, Mateo Lane. If you've never heard of him, he's great, fantastic.
I think I heard of him because of you.
Yeah, probably my favorite is Gabriel Iglesias.
Oh, Fluffy!
I love Fluffy.
He's doing a show with Joe Coy, and I'm like, those are like the two most likable guys in comedy doing a show together.
At SoFi Stadium. Like, and wow. It's probably going to sell out.
Field trip, guys. Like, field trip.
We're going to have a great day today. Low 70s. Going to be sunny as well. That is the DMD brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. Plus, the Mariners hopefully continue their winning ways tonight in Texas. And that's the DMD, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
Tomorrow is the day, Rockaholics. We are going to be in Puyallup in the hometown of Mr. Steve Miggs at the Red Dog Sunrise Village. Steve, tell people what we're calling it.
We are calling it Sunrise de Mayo.
Bring your kids, bring your dogs, and get all the party info at KISW.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Earlier this week, I was sharing a story about how the cops just rolled up to my house the other day, saying that they got a series of phone calls from my husband's phone, even though he was nowhere near his phone. His phone was in the house. He was outside. So we ended up getting some texts about this because it turns out we're not the only ones who this has happened to.
Yeah, someone texted and said, some people are saying it's like a form of like swatting that people, I don't understand what that's all about, but somebody I guess got pissed, someone said that someone got pissed off of my kid. He was online playing video games and the guy who was in Nevada called 911 from a phone that was pinging at my house claiming that he was locked in my basement. So at midnight, seven cop cars, all in SWAT gear showed up to our house with AKs going to break down my door. It was very jarring, the absolute worst, especially when you're naked in bed and somebody's trying to break down your door.
Oh, no.
So do you think somebody maybe doesn't like you guys and decided, you know what, they figured out a way to get the cops to show up?
I mean, it sounds like that could very well be it, you know, get a little prank action.
Because a lot of people were thinking, does he have like an Apple Watch? But neither one of you are Apple users. So
we're
like,
also not cool enough to have a smartwatch.
Oh, okay.
We don't have one.
Well, that answered that question. And somebody also said my son's phone also would do phantom calls to 911. So I don't know. Is this a thing?
It was so weird because we were sitting there with the police officer and we opened up his phone and looked at his outgoing calls and there was nothing to 911. So
another person said my phone weirdly called 911 once. The operator said that they needed to send somebody over to check on us. I said I was driving on the interstate.
That's come on so over, weird. I'm not home.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
So you talked about it earlier this week. Have you figured it out?
No, and we've heard there's been no other cop arrivals at my house. Like, I think it was just this one fluke thing on a sunny afternoon.
I mean, your stepson was in town. Maybe he was pranking you guys.
He was.
He's like, you know what? I'm not a fan of this new mom.
She's the worst.
Dad, I'm going to show you. None of it.
But it was very exciting for my 5-year-old son to have, you know, a sheriff at our house.
Oh, dude.
He was pumped.
I can only imagine, because Tatum just recently had the cops come to our school for educational purposes.
Yes.
Yeah.
What was Tatum doing, Steve?
Yeah, she's got this new business where she's selling some, you know, herbal teas. Oh, no. And she thought it was the coolest thing, because she got like a little police hat and a little sticker. So if a cop showed up to our house, I think she would be very fired up.
It is a very exciting thing for a small child. So has anything like this ever happened to you? Obviously, we've gotten some texts about it, but we want to hear if anyone has ever dealt with a similar situation to what we experienced, or just in general, why were the cops called to your house? 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
Why were the cops called to your house? 206-803-ROCK. Or did you ever have a similar issue like we had? Maybe swatting or phantom calls to 911. 206-803-ROCK. We will take those calls after Beck. Have you ever been swatted by 911 calls? Has your phone ever made phantom calls to the police? If you've ever dealt with something like this, like my husband and I just did, call in now, 206-803-ROCK. Or just why were the cops called to your house?
Yeah.
We want to hear the story, 206-803-ROCK. Now, you guys asked me if I had Apple Watches.
Right.
We don't, but someone on hold does. But first, let's talk to Chris from Smoky Point. Chris, why did the cops get called to your house?
So, this is back when I was like 15, 16 years old. And it was super late at night. I was in my bedroom cleaning my paintball gun because I was doing some oddball stuff. But my mom yells, "Chris, there's people in the yard with flashlights." So I was like, "Huh, it must be the neighbors. They're drunk, running around.
Uh-huh.
I'll go take a look." You know, because they have property behind us,
okay,
and they have bonfires out there. I figured they were just stumbling home. So I go into the living room where my mom's at, and I got my paintball gun in my hand, and I turn the corner to look at to walk towards the door, and next thing I know, I look, and there's a gun pointed at me, and then officers start yelling, "Drop the weapon, put the gun down," and they bust through the door, hold me to the ground. My mom's yelling. My dad wakes up out of a cold sleep in his underwear and runs out into the living room. No one knows what's going on. Apparently, somebody had robbed the convenience store in my hometown, and they said they followed bicycle tracks to the backside of my property, and they needed to see my bicycle.
Did you show them your bicycle?
Well, yes. So this is the middle of winter. I went into my backyard, pulled my bicycle out of the snowbank that it was sitting in, and they looked at it. I don't know why they looked at it, but they then examined it to try to see if the tracks matched, like I was just going to hide it in a snowbank, and then went on their merry way. And yeah, that was my
that's crazy
altercation with the police at the house.
Do you know if they ever caught the person that actually did rob the convenience store?
No, they did not.
Did they ever take you up on an impromptu game of paintball, though?
206-803-ROCK. Aaron from Tacoma, tell us about the time that the cops were called to your house.
Morning, guys.
What's up, Aaron?
Hey. So, a while back, I was gifted a Apple Watch, you know, and that's amazing. I thought it was cool. It's a neat little toy. So I'm wearing it, and one night, the wife and I are, you know, being a little intimate, and what I did not know is it has this feature that should your wrist be bent a certain way and press one side of it for an extended period of time, it will automatically call the police. It made an emergency call, and I very quickly realized what was happening and shut it off. But the police are obligated to call you back when that happens.
Right.
And so I had to stop, you know, what we were doing and explain that to the police.
And the cop's like, "Sir, why is there a woman yelling, 'Oh, God,' in the background?"
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. It's nothing. Nothing.
Is there a woman yelling, "Choke me"? We need to show up. I don't know. I'm not here to king shame.
So the Apple Watch is already in dress.
Was he wearing it to track his heart rate while he's making love? Or like how many steps he gets in? Babe, I get more steps doing this than I do at the gym.
It can be a pretty good workout.
Yeah. Never thought to wear an Apple Watch while you're doing that. It could be a mood killer.
206-803-ROCK. Were you ever swatted by 911 calls? Did your phone make, you know, phantom calls to the cops? Or just why did the cops show up in general?
I don't know if I ever told you the story of the time when I was living in Seattle in Wallingford. I had an apartment. I was living with a then girlfriend at the time. Like, she just moved in. And this was the moment where I realized I got to get out of this relationship, because I show up to my house and my apartment and there are cops. They're all outside. And then I'm like, oh, it must be for one of the neighbors. I get into my apartment. The cops are in my house or in my apartment. And I'm just like, what's going on? And they're like, the woman who lives here called because she believes that there are people spying on you guys in your bathroom. So we came here to look at like the little, like, you know, like the little vent thing that's up above in your bathroom.
Gosh.
Cause she was
having a moment. She did too many drugs in her life. And she was a big fan of, at the time, ecstasy. This is like forever ago. And I think she was just doing it more than I knew about. And she just had this moment of pure like paranoia and called the cops. And they're like, dude, we checked everything. There's no cameras. There's not even any signs of the cameras. And I'm like, no. Don't know what to tell you other than I'm very sorry that you guys showed up. And that was like, that was the telltale sign that this relationship needs to end.
How much longer did you cohabitate with this woman before the relationship ended?
Well, I mean, she was really attractive. So like 8 or 9 more months.
No.
But
Just saddle up for some fun. 206-803-ROCK. Danny, you're in Port Hadlock. Tell us about the time the cops were called.
Oh, they came to, they walked into the house. My wife was really like 8 and a half months pregnant. She's taking a nap. And there was a stolen boat that was just an old piece of junk that some brothers had a problem about. But it was on the adjoining property to mine. And so the police come, the sheriff comes walking into the house, wakes up my wife out of bed, and she says, what the heck's going on here? And they told her, hey, we're asking the questions here. What about that stolen boat in your backyard? And she's like, there's no stolen boat in our backyard. So, yeah.
We don't even own a boat.
Yeah, two deputies just marched into the house while she was sleeping. And I don't know why for the life of me. It was like 26 years ago, almost 27 years ago. And we should have sued them, you know, but, yeah, we don't do that.
Well, I mean, if you're pregnant or not, that's got to be kind of unnerving. But when you're pregnant, that kind of has to be extra unnerving.
Absolutely. And, I mean, messing with a pregnant woman like that at 8 and a half months pregnant, like, that's a risky thing.
Or maybe she was still in the boat. She's like the pregnant bandit. I don't know. Likely story, right? That's just crazy.
That is crazy.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you would like a shot at beating Steve this fine day, please give a call now, 206-803-ROCK. Steve, your record sits at 134 wins, 50 losses, and 35 ties in 2025, and we will play Beat Migs at 650.